This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, another new episode of Cinema Recall Unfiltered over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, The Vern, and on these episodes, I'm going to be giving you just my quick thoughts on what's going on in the movie world. And as you know, the Oscar nominees have just been announced, and I'm going to be going through some of my picks for certain categories. I'm not going to cover them all, but just a few. Couple surprises here. Netflix had a really good year. I mean, Roma has about 10 nominations, and The Ballad of Buster Scruggs has at least 3. So that's pretty solid for Netflix. Way to go for them. A big surprise is that Won't You Be My Neighbor is not nominated for Best Documentary Feature, the movie about Miss Rogers that I've been praising on past episodes, was not nominated at all for Best Documentary. I was really kind of surprised by that. That's probably the biggest shocker for me. So let's do this right now. I'm just going to be going through the 4 major categories of the Academy Awards. I do know for sure that John and Mark will probably do a huge prediction episode on all the categories, but I'm only focusing on just the 4, alright? So let's start with Best Actor. And for this one, I think it is, Bradley Cooper for A Star is Born, Christian Bale for Vice, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book, and William Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate. Who will win? It's going to be tough here, because either go to Rami Malek or Christian Bale. I'm going to go more for Christian Bale. I know people are thinking that Bradley Cooper has a shot, but really don't think so. He has not won any other awards, so I'm hoping it's Christian Bale. I'm going to say it is going to be Christian Bale, and I want it to be Christian Bale, just because I want to know what his speech is going to be. Is he going to thank Satan at the Academy Awards or not? I don't know, but I'm hoping that it is him. If it's the other actors, I won't mind it, but I'm hoping that it will go to Christian Bale. Alright, so going on to Best Lead Actress, we have Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, Glenn Close for The Wife, Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me, Olivia Colman for The Favourite, and I'm going to pronounce his name horribly and I apologize, Yasita Aparicio for Roma. And I really wanted Elsie Fisher from 8th grade to be up for this, but she's not. That's another story. So I'm saying that it will be who will win. I'm going to say it's going to be Glenn Close for The Wife. She seems to be an Oscar favorite. But my pick, and who I want to win, is Olivia Colman for The Favorite. And she has picked up quite a few award loves here and there. It's going to be hard to say who will be. But yeah, my pick will be that Glenn Close will win it. But I really want Olivia Colman from The Favorite to win it for sure. Like, who will win? Glenn Close. Who I want to win? Olivia Colman. That's clear. Alright, so Best Director, we have Powell Pawlowski for Cold War, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, and Adam McKay for Vice. Who will win this one? God, it's going to be a tough one. I'm going to say it's going to be Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. I think he'll win the Best Director for this category. And I think Best Foreign Film will go to Shoplifters. Or it could go to Cold War. Cold War very much could win the Best Foreign Film Oscar, because both directors in this have nominations for Best Foreign Film. So I'm going to say Alfonso Cuarón will win this one, but if he wins for Roma, that means Powell Pawlowski could win Cold War for Best Foreign Film. Don't know for sure, but who I want to win for this category is Spike Lee, Black Klansman. I mean, the dude has not won an Oscar, and he is old one. He is old one for sure, and I think the Black Klansman is going to win any award at all. It's going to have to be for Best Director, and I think this is a good thing for the Academy to do, is to vote Spike Lee Best Director for Black Klansman. But I'm still going to say that Alfonso Cuarón will win, but who I want to win is Spike Lee, which leads us up to the Best Picture of the night. Here are the nominees for Best Picture of the Year: A Star is Born, Black Klansman, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, Green Book, Roma, The Favourites, and Vice. Alright, so out of all these, the only one that I do not want to win is Bohemian Rhapsody. Any other movie can win, and I will be completely 100% happy, but not Bohemian Rhapsody. Given Bohemian Rhapsody an award over Black Klansman is a lot like Shakespeare in Love winning over Saving Private Ryan in 98. It's just bad idea there. So, but who will win? I'm going to say it's probably going to be Green Book. Because I think that it's a safe picture, and I think that Academy members will vote for something that's safe. But what I want to win is Black Klansman. As you know, I'm telling them right now, what I want to win is a tie, Black Klansman or The Favourite. That's the two movies I want to win. If The Favourite wins, I'll be happy. If Black Klansman wins for Best Picture, I'll be happy too. Like I said before, I'll be happy with any movie winning except for Bohemian Rhapsody. If that movie wins for Best Picture, then I'm probably going to have to firebomb the Academy offices. But anyways, folks, that's it right now. It's getting late for me here. I am The Vern, signing off. I know fuller episodes of Cinema Recall are going to be happening soon. Probably not till the middle of February or even closer to March. Apologize, a lot of things going on with work right there, but you can definitely check out older episodes on the site thatmomentin.com. Check out the other podcasts. We have a huge podcast network with the shows TV Good City Bad, Asian Cinema Film Club, Game Warp, Cinema Recap, and of course our show. But that's it for right now. We're on Twitter at cinema_recall, Facebook, just type in Cinema Recall. I hope you're having a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.